So we usually start the show off with some familiar faces, and our first speaker is Mary Beth Smith. She is the a Nerdalog member and host of NBSing. So give her a big round of applause for Mary Beth.
What's up, guys?
Freewheeling a little, but I think it'll be good. I think there's a thesis. My best childhood friend's name is Mary Helen. As you heard, my name is Mary Beth. That led to some confusion later on in our lives for some reason. She was a year younger than me. She lived in my neighborhood. Our moms worked together at the same law office. Basically, all the things that in your childhood lead you to becoming best friends with someone, you know, like proximity. And the coolest part about it was that, like, we were both pretty much tomboys. Like, we'd hang out in our neighborhood and make forts and play in creeks. And, like, she had a trampoline, so we hung out at her house a lot. but, like, what you have to understand about our dynamic is, you know, our parents called us Mutt and Jeff, which is a very, like, thing that only baby boomers get, I think. So, like, for us millennials and Gen Xers, like Mario and Luigi or Bert and Ernie, you know? She was tall, dark, and put together like Bert, and I'm short, round, and probably, like, baths too much. and basically, like, I realized as I was putting this together and thinking about Mary Helen and our friendship that even things that we liked together, finding our favorite parts of them kind of indicated that she was the alpha and I was the beta. For instance, we're both big fans of the Atlanta Braves. She was a huge Chipper Jones fan, and I was a big fan of their catcher, Brian McCann. Now, for a reference everyone might understand, when it comes to the band NSYNC, she loved JT. I was more of a JC Chazé kind of girl. So, like, that was our dynamic through it all, for sure. Like, in school, it was kind of funny because we would hang out a lot, even though she was a year younger than me, and people would ask if we were related because, as I mentioned, her name is Mary Helen. My name is Mary Beth. I think it's time here to say that we grew up in pretty rural South Carolina. So I think that's where it came from. People were just like, oh, same name, cousins. But again, we look nothing alike. She is this alpha, like, gorgeous, easygoing A-lister. And I was, like, this chick who's in a marching band and, like, lamented getting a 93 on a test. Here's a good representative story. My first boyfriend, who was, like, more of a kind of boyfriend where we, like, held hands and played NBA Jam together, which, like, in retrospect, sounds pretty dope. But, like, I went on vacation while they were in a play together, a community play together, and right when I got back from vacation, he called me to break up with me, and I was like, oh, phew, one less thing to worry about. So I went over to Mary Helen's house because I was like, oh, chill, don't have anybody else to hang out with today. And she was talking to him on the phone, and I was like, oh, dang, did he call to try to, like, get back together or something? Did he know I was going to be here? And so I took the phone. I was like, hey, what's up? Pretty chill that he called here, huh? And he was super awkward and embarrassed because he was trying to ask her out. Damn! But Mary Helen's my straight-up BFF, so she was like, nah, I'm not interested. That is weird. So, like, as we grew up in high school and went off to college, we definitely grew apart. You know, I think our differences kind of put more of a rift in our friendship. Not necessarily in a, like, a mean way or like that we didn't like each other. We just were doing different things with our lives. Every time we saw each other, it was still nice. We shouldn't really make a point to hang out together. And then we found ourselves having lived in, she moved to New York after she finished school and I moved to Chicago. And it's so funny. Chicago is the second city. Like, she still went to the first place and I went to the second place. Like, it's insane. It's hilarious to me. So a couple years ago, she called me up. She was going to be in Chicago. We hadn't seen each other in years. She was visiting with Her boyfriend, she works in the fashion industry. Her boyfriend works in the liquor industry. Sometimes I tell jokes about, like, dogs' buttholes and stuff. So, like, literally, she got in this, like, she went, like, semi-viral because she has this really well-put-together apartment that's, like, 90 square feet in New York. And one time my name got in the paper for telling jokes about dog buttholes in a show. So, pretty cool. Still holding up that difference. But when she came and we hung out and we had drinks, we reminisced and we talked about the fact that our moms still work at that same place. Between them, they have a 60 almost years of working for this little law office in a small town in South Carolina. Just blew our minds. And I think it tells me a lot about friendship as it's related to my life that she and I were able to relate to one another so much because our paths were very similar. And yet both of us couldn't be happier to be living like a big city life and meeting all these people who are way different than where we grew up and kind of talking about people who didn't get out of our small town and like worrying out about our parents still being there. And a couple years ago, Mary Hannah lost her dad. And I didn't really, in retrospect, I don't think I did enough. I think I should have given her a call or like sent her an email or something, like anything, even though we didn't really keep in touch that much. And I had a memory about him today that on my way out of my neighborhood when I was moving to Chicago, her dad gave me a mattress pad that had a heating element in it because he knew I was moving to Chicago and he wanted to keep me warm. And so I know, like, legitimately, he called me and like made sure that my parents knew that he had this and wanted to give it to me. So on my last day in Lancaster, South Carolina, I drove over to their house and I met their dog that her parents got when their childhood dog, Bubba, was this giant German Shepherd, St. Bernard mix, who would like run around the neighborhood with us and just like jump on you and lick your face. He was a monster. And like, so I saw their new dog at the same house and I saw her dad for the last time. And he gave it to me and he had wished me luck. And I just remember seeing, like, he just looked more haggard than he did one of your kids. And it was really poignant, and it was this really, like, symbolic thing, leaving, and then to have kind of reconnected with her and see her every so often in Chicago now feels incredibly important to me, and it helps me remember that, like, even if you have little regrets in your friendships, which I think I have some in a lot of my friendships that I've made even since Mary Helen, and most of them have to do with just kind of not feeling like I go the extra mile, even if I do feel like the beta to the alpha in the friendship. I think what makes your friends the alphas in your life is that they're okay with that. And they just accept that we're not all perfect. And the reason that we're friends is that we understand. We all got here in similar ways and appreciate one another and all of our misgivings. So I think that's it. Thank you.
Mary Beth, when you guys, so you said you still get to see her every now and then?
Yeah, so she travels to Chicago a lot for a job, so it's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Like, we've been to Cubs games.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's really, really cool to reconnect.
And you guys, like, it feels like, do you guys just fall, did you fall right back into place?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nothing happened.
That's so great, like, you know, people you haven't seen for a long time, you can just, doesn't take anything, you just come right back together.
For sure.
Friends are great guys.